Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Protecting quarterbacks to presenting X's and O's, from athlete to analyst, from the NFL's all-decade team to Team KNBR, this is the Joe Show.
Hey, hey, it's Joe Show. Joe Show.
Here's six-time Pro Bowler Joe Staley with Papa and Lunch.
Here we go!
Sponsored by Retro Junkie Walnut Creek. Don't miss out on the party. Visit RetroJunkieBar.com today. And by the Contra Costa County Office of the Sheriff. Protect your community and apply today for your new career in law enforcement at CocoSheriff.org.
On the Sports Leader.
49ers break the huddle really late. They're finally on the ball here. Garoppolo with McCaffrey going out right. Just snatched the ball in time on third down. Baker a blitz. They're going to sack Garoppolo back outside. Jimmy able to fight back inside the 30. We'll see where they mark him down. Jerome Baker came in a linebacker blitz. It was Jalen Phillips, the edge rusher from the outside. They may share a sack there. Let's see where they mark Jimmy down. He was able to get off that sack, get it back inside the 30-yard line. It'll be on the 29-yard line.
There's the Jimmy Garoppolo injury. Jimmy is out for the year. There's a lot of stuff in there that, according to Kyle Shanahan, so Jimmy's done for the year, down to the third quarterback, Brock Purdy, and the 49ers are certainly fortunate to have him as they win 33-17. Got Brady coming in next week. And we always love talking to Joe Staley on a Victory Monday, regardless of the circumstances. How are you, man?
I mean, am I good? Am I not good? I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
That's tough, man. Have you texted with Jimmy? Have you been in contact with Jimmy?
So Jimmy is obviously very bad with cell phones.
It's been well
documented how bad he is with cell phones. So I called him, texted him last night. Obviously, did not get a response. Did not get an answer. Was trying to just check in, man. That's brutal. It really is. I feel for him. You know, the team, obviously, you know, losing Jimmy is going to be a huge miss for the rest of the season. You know, I thought Brock played really well coming in the circumstances, and I think, and we'll get into that later, but I just feel so bad for Jimmy and everything he's been through in his career. To come back and be kind of like the savior for the season and the team this year and the way that he was playing specifically this season. And then to have that injury is just devastating for the guy that I know, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't realize as, you know, when you play the game of football, you get very close to people and the way they are, and people just see them as players and not exactly as people. And I just feel bad for the human being of Jimmy and everything he's gone through. And this injury is obviously devastating for him and then the team. But also, to answer your question, did not get a response. So come on, Jim, call me back.
Yeah, he's got time now. We'll see when he goes into surgery. So it's just, it's brutal. I mean, on every level, it was really hard to concentrate, frankly, and it was a great win. We'll get into what Brock did, the defense, and Nick Bosa is just insane. But, man, it was just really hard to just, you know, take it all in. They won, but it felt like you lost. And you were there at Arrowhead in 2018, you know, when he could have ducked out of bounds. He decided to go back in because he's a football player and Steven Nelson, and he winds up tearing his ACL. You battled through hell in 19. He stayed pretty much injury-free, and you – He almost got a Super Bowl there. 2020, it was the high ankles, and last year he was balling out, Joe, until the thumb and then later the shoulder. I mean, it's just Jimmy. I know, you know, you guys have a code in the locker room, next man up, and you just go in and do it. But this is hard because it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Joe.
Yeah, it is. And to your point, you know, it's in the locker room, it's definitely next man up. And you know, I was part of that, obviously, throughout my career with injuries. And, you know, as a person, when you get injured, you definitely feel like, well, wait, they're not – like the season doesn't stop because I'm hurt. Wait, what? You know, and everything just kind of keeps moving on, and it's next man up mentality. And that's just kind of the way that you've been raised in the game of football. It is definitely that way. But Jimmy, I think in his own personal, yeah, like you just said, all the, you know, all the injury history that he's had in his career, it just seems like he can't catch a break when it comes to injuries. And they're not like, you know, the soft tissue injuries where you're like, well, why is his hamstring always going or whatever? It's just, you know, torn ACL and, you know, throwing shoulders and, you know, now the foot. It's, you couldn't do anything to kind of avoid that. And I think, you know, they came in with a game plan. The Dolphins did. They were going to go cover zero, cover one, and they blitz a lot. And that was just one of the things that's in that play. It was an unblocked guy that flushed him right. And, you know, an unfortunate way to, you know, have his season ended.
Yeah, would you describe that play? Because they, I mean, that, you know, 55, Jerome Baker does show pressure a lot, and he lined up over Trent, and Trent just blocked down. He's, the protection slid right. So was Trent supposed to block him there? I mean, you block in to out. Was Debo supposed to pick him up? He was a free hitter there. How did 55 come in unblocked on that play?
Yeah, that was it was an empty.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Protection. So empty protection means no running back or tight end in the backfield that's going to be a part of the protection of the five guys up front. And so the rules are, from an offensive line standpoint, is that you block inside out and you slide the protection one way. So that particular protection, they definitely were calling what we say three scat, three gone, whatever. And three says the left side is the man side. And so they're blocking inside out. And if they have double A gap, B gap pressure, they're going to squeeze down in those gaps. And the quarterback is also tied into that. And so he knows, hey, my hot routes or where I'm going to go with the ball is going to be quick because they're going to be a guy that's unblocked. And if he can't get the ball out quick, then he's going to roll to the right and he's going to roll away from the pressure. And it's just an unfortunate situation. They must have taken away the, the hot route, the quick game to get the ball out of the hands there. But, you know, as far as the offensive line standpoint, that's what the rules are. You know, it's if you have a gone protection, if you have A gap, B gap pressure, you have to squeeze down from the front side and you slide away. And then if you can't get the ball out quick, you have to roll right. And, Dolphins won that round, and you know, obviously it's kind of an unfortunate situation with Jimmy landing on the ankle there.
Joe Staley has joined us. Jimmy Garoppolo's done for the season. He's going to have foot surgery. Brock Purdy is in. And, you know, on one sense, because I don't want to disrespect Brock Purdy, I think that it's amazing that they have Brock Purdy on the roster, because most teams, you get down to the third quarterback, and I mentioned this before, Ian Book a couple years ago had to play quarterback for the Saints on a Monday Night Football game, and it was atrocious, and that's generally the situation you find yourself in. So they were lucky to keep this guy around. Having said that, though, how do things change when you have him and you don't have a guy like Jimmy? How do things change offensively?
Yeah, the number one thing, I want to say this about the Niners, and I think this is really kind of, I don't know, I'm going to choose my words carefully here, but I think the Niners have been set up since the day that Kyle's gotten here, and also with John, and from my time to currently, I think they have been set up to not be controlled by the quarterback. And they're not a quarterback-driven team. And so if any team is able to maybe kind of ride an injury to the starting quarterback, you know, we've seen it with Trey, now we see with Jimmy, it's this squad right here. And they're a defensive-oriented team. They win through their defense. They win through the running game. They win through the play calling. And the quarterback's role is basically just make smart decisions with the ball, get the ball to the playmakers. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, people – you know, on you know, radio and throughout, you know, ESPN, they always talk about, well, what's Jimmy doing? What's Jimmy doing? And what's he not doing? Or what's the quarterback doing? And it's not what we see with the Chiefs, or we see with the Bills, or we see it's a quarterback, you know, they're quarterback centric offenses. This team is not. So I think Jimmy's injury is not going to change much. And also I really am excited about Brock's future. And when he was drafted, you guys remember Adam Snyder?
I do.
Yeah.
Oregon, offensive lineman.
He was a teammate of mine for 8 years. And he lives now down in Chandler, Arizona. And he actually was a high school football coach when Brock Purdy was down there in high school. And so he knows him and he knows the family really well. And when the Niners drafted Brock as Mr. Irrelevant, He texted me, and then he called me, and he was so fired up that a guy that he knows is with the Niners, but he was like, this kid is a winner. You guys, you know, the Niners got a steal with this kid. He's like, he might not have the arm strength. He might not have the measurables. He might not have all this stuff that people get drafted off nowadays. But what he does have is he has a mentality. He is a grinder, and he's a winner. And so I think for a guy to be a number three quarterback in this offense and what this offense is asking of a quarterback to do, I think he's going to be a really good fit. So I don't think, to answer your actual question, I don't think much is going to change offensively. It's still going to be driven through the run game. It's still going to be, you know, to win games, it's going to be driven through the defense. And I think Kyle also has a quarterback that understands the offense, and that's a grinder, and that's going to understand where to go with the ball and where to place it and just don't make mistakes. And I think this season, the way the team's still built, it's not going to be, oh, well, now the season's over. You know, I think still, even with Brock Purdy, we still have a chance. We still have the capabilities in the team to go deep in the playoffs and make a Super Bowl run.
Now, I remember you bringing up Adam Snyder to us earlier in the offseason, Joe. We got to reach out to Adam, try to get him on the show. He'd be a great guest.
Yeah.
People fixate just too much on where people were drafted or if they're not drafted, which leads to, for a good chunk of the game yesterday, you had the 262nd and final pick of the draft handing off to a guy that was not drafted at all in J.P. Mason, and that's just what the Niners do, undrafted backs. But Christian had that beautiful cutback run on the toss sweep going right, and he found that lane going left for a 30-yard gallop that was a big play. But J.P. Mason, 11 yards, 19 yards, 7 yards, he runs right at your heart. 8 carries for 51 yards. Losing Elijah Mitchell for the remainder of the regular season is tough, but J.P. Mason runs hard, Joe. What do you see from him?
Yeah, as an offensive lineman, I love the way he runs. And it's very downhill, and I think, you know, he's the vein of, you know, how Elijah was when he came in last year. He's one cut downhill, and he's going to get, like, if it's blocked for a 3-yard gain, I mean, we used to always do this during the season, is that we would watch clips, and Kyle was always really, really adamant about keeping praise on the running backs if, you know, plays blocked for 3 because of what the defense has done, or also the offensive line's blocking, or any kind of scheme, and the running back can figure out a way to get 6-7 yards, and then, you know, Kyle talks open and honestly with the offense of being like, you know, the fact that you were able to get 2 more extra yards there allowed me then to call on 2nd and 5 this play instead of a 2nd and 8, the play that I didn't want to call, you know, and so it all pieces together, and he's, and I think that's one of the reasons why Kyle's so good is, you know, he brings attention and he gets the running backs to understand that those 2-3 yards on 1st down, 2nd down are super important the way that he calls a game. But then he is an incredible back because the way that he can break tackles downhill, get into the defense, and it allows Kyle to get into his play call, play sheet, to get to the plays that he actually wants to do, and not those boring 2nd and 8, you know, stupid.
Sounds like you're in pass pro. You don't like those. You like the neutral downs.
That's funny, man. Yeah, Joe's joining us. Joe Staley's joining us. We talk to him every Monday. The 49ers get the win, 33-17. Over the Dolphins, they lose Jimmy Garoppolo. Brock Purdy is in. Defensively, and one of the things that's been talked about, too, is when you get down to a third-string quarterback like this, your defense has just got to be that much better. I don't know how much better they can be. Miami came in. They gave up the 2 plays. They gave up the 1 to Trent Sherfield on the slant on the first play of the game. And then they gave up. It looked like Hufanga took the bait, got too far up there, and let Tyreek Hill pretty much got untouched for that 45-yard post pattern. That was it defensively. And Nick Bosa, 3 sacks, the 1 he knocked out to basically seal the game. That was a hell of a defensive performance outside of those 2 plays.
It was unbelievable. Honestly, the way the game started, I just started laughing because I was like, Jesus, does McDaniels really know the team that much? Because we were talking last week about, like, how much does the, you know, the familiarity with the coaching staff and the players and what Kyle's going to call and what D'Amico's going to call, like, how much does that actually come into play from a coaching style? And I've always been in the camp of saying that doesn't matter that much. You know, there's so much film out there, all that stuff. And then the first play happened, I was like, geez, he really does. Maybe he really does know. And it was obviously just a lucky play. And this defense is tremendous. Like, I don't know how you attack. As an offensive play caller, I don't know where the weaknesses are on this defense. You know, they're from the front with Nick and also everybody else. Along the defensive line, like, you can't just go at them in the run game. The linebackers come downhill. They're very gap sound. They're very disciplined. You know, the secondary knows exactly where everybody's at. They communicate incredibly well. And then you get to a third down situation, and Nick really is an unblockable. He's an unblockable defensive end. You can try to, you know, chip him. You can try to formation him. You can try to do a lot of different things, but he's still going to get home. And, you know, some of those sacks that he had, still he was fighting through double teams. He was fighting through chips. He was fighting through formations. And he's still getting home. He's still putting pressure. It really is a defense that is built to win a Super Bowl. And just like you said, like, you can't. They don't have to raise their level of play. They've been the same way since week one, and they are right now. And I've always thought too, like, this matchup, one of the best offenses versus one of the best defenses. The best defense is always going to come out on top. Like, that is something that's always going to be a consistent throughout the season because it's who they are. It's with the way they play. Pair it with one of the best, I think, defensive minds in the game right now with D'Amico and what he's doing and the ability for him to coach and communicate. We talked about it early in the season. They talked about before the season even started, this is going to be a team that's going to be carried by their defense, and nothing changes.
Yeah, they just played a heck of a game. The exception of those 2 busts in the coverage against Miami yesterday, they were just suffocatingly good. And Nick is the best defensive player on the best defense in football, and his performance yesterday with a hat trick and the strip sack at the end. I mean, I think he vaulted over Parsons in Dallas for Defensive Player of the Year. But a word about Eric Armstead and what his presence back. We haven't had this guy since early October. It looked like he may miss the year with the hairline fracture and the fibula, Joe, and he had the plantar fasciitis to start the year. And he is just a quiet force inside. He forced a big holding call. The next play, he gets the gut pressure on Tua, forces the interception to Jimmy Ward when Hassan Ridgeway went out of the game with an injury. He came back and played more reps and was in on some big-time defensive plays. Nick is obviously the headliner, but Eric Armstead, Joe, is the anchor of that defense.
He is, and what I've always respected about Armstead's game, I mean, from day one when he got there, is that he is a very, very eager defender against the run. And when you play, when we play the Niners defense and you play the style of defense they do, they need a guy that's really going to set an edge. And he, from day one, with his long arms, his size, and his ability, too, is, you know, he plays every single snap 100%. He's going to set a hard edge, and that allows, you know, Fred and Greenlaw and Aziz to do what they do in the back end to fill those gaps.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
And make sure that they don't have to cover so much space in the linebacker depth. And that also pieces together in the quick game and also their drop zones. And everything is pieced together because of what Armstead does when it comes to setting a hard edge. When I mean hard edge, like, you know, for example, if anybody's running a zone scheme and they have, you know, for an offensive lineman, my job really is not to, you know, I don't want to, like, have a pancake block. My job, if I'm running a zone scheme to the left, would be to take my defensive end without penetration and get him 5 yards wider than what he is. And Armstead was consistently, even when I was playing, and he's consistently now, he's a guy that's going to say, nope, my gap is here, and this is where I'm setting the edge of our defense is here because I am going to penetrate, I'm going to set my feet in the ground, and I'm going to attack this offensive lineman. I'm not going to get stretched. And when a defender can say that in the defense, it allows every other piece to play so much tighter, so much more consistent, and they don't have to travel as far in the run game. They don't have to travel as far in the drop zones. It all pieces together, and it all pieces together because of what Armstead does.
Joe Staley is doing this. I was trying to think of just, and maybe you can think of one. I'm going to put you on the spot. Not that you have to sing it, but is there a song that can encapsulate your emotions today? Like of losing Jimmy,
yeah,
but hope.
Spot. You know, you definitely put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. But just think about it. Let me ask you one more question. And then
sing the blues, brother.
Think about it. Well, because, you know, you're conflicted, right? You're conflicted. That's the thing today. So I'll give you a second. But let me ask a very sports radio question. Should they sign Baker Mayfield to back him
Baker
up?
Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Should they sign him to back him up?
No, I mean, I don't think so, because I also, I mean, yes. I mean, if it was Madden, and if you're playing, you know, 2023 Madden, like, yes, definitely. Like, you know, just add pieces because his overall rating is probably higher than what Brock Purdy's is. And, you know, he's probably got a little escapability, elusiveness rating is probably like maybe an 81 as opposed to Brock's probably like maybe 63. but I would say there's so much more that goes into actual football as far as understanding a system, especially Shanahan's system. He's not going to come in and understand all the nuances. And that's one of the things, too. That's why I brought up, like, you know, what makes – that's why I brought up Adam Snyder when he got drafted. Like, and that's what he said. He was like, this kid, he's a winner because he eats, breathes, sleeps football. Like, he has been grinding since day one when he got there. And that's why they made him the backup to go into the season. You know, they were comfortable. They were comfortable if they were going to get – Jimmy traded before the season, they were comfortable with him being the backup to Trey because of what he did in training camp. And I think, you know, with him now, it's going to be pretty much status quo of what it's always been with Kyle Shanahan's offense, you know, with the quarterback position. And I don't think you bring in a guy just because the name recognition and the past number one overall pick to that offense. It's kind of, I don't see anything positive coming from that from a personal perspective just because of the name.
I agree with you. Although, I would like to see him run the scout team quarterback against Nick Bosa. That would be Baker.
That would be
fun.
Just for
that would be fun, wouldn't it?
You hear the story
okay. About what Kyle Saturday night in the team meeting. Kyle calls out the D-line for the Saints game, saying they didn't play as well as the linebackers. And Bosa was not happy. They went to hug it out at the end of the game yesterday, and Bosa dropped, "Don't talk blank about me anymore." And Kyle told the story after. And so that's the way to get Bosa going, is to call him out in a team meeting. You're not as good as Fred and the linebackers. Yeah. And we just signed Baker Mayfield, by the way, Nick, to be the scout team quarterback.
Yeah, that is actually really interesting because I've always thought about that with Nick, is that, you know, he's a quiet guy. Everybody kind of makes light of the way that he speaks to the media and how he's so subdued and, you know, "Hey, my name's Nick. Yeah, I like to rush the quarterback," and, you know, whatever. But
your Nick is outstanding.
You start talking crap to him, or if a coach, you know, calls him out, like, for, you know, "You guys didn't play that great." And even if it's not even true, like, he gets fired up and he gets even more quiet. You know, he gets even more quiet, which is scary because the way that he is, you know, he's definitely one of those guys that I don't – Nick is an interesting cat, man. He's – I don't know if there's a guy that could be more quiet in the world – and more scary as an actual human being than Nick Bosa. But he's figured out a way.
Does he have any hobbies besides football? He just seems like eat, breathe.
Reading. No, so
that's it?
No, I'm not kidding you. The only time we really communicate is that, so I read a lot, and I, you know, it's one of my things I do before bed. I read a lot of books. I probably read like, you know, 2-3 books, you know, a month.
Wow, cool.
And so he knows that. And he's gotten really into reading because he just eats, breathes, sleeps football. And I think he wants to be like, I need to do something besides football. So what can I do that's also positive for my whole entire mentality and life? And so he's gotten into reading. And so the only time we actually talk is when he's, "Hey, I finished this book. Give me another book." And I'll send him a, you know, whatever I'm reading in the moment. He's like, "Okay, cool. Thank you." And and then 2 weeks later, he's like, "Okay, I finished that book. I need another book." And so I've become his book club guy.
You're his librarian. Like, what's going on here, man?
Yeah.
Oh, here we have the cup for you.
Actually, if anybody needs a good book right now, Ghost Soldiers, Ghost Soldiers, is by Hampton Sides is an amazing book. I would highly recommend that to anybody. And that was what Nick just read. So if you want to.
You're like Oprah's book club here.
If you want to feel like you're a part of a Nick Bosa and his mentality, you can read Ghost Soldiers, and then I'll give you another one in a couple weeks.
That's beautiful. We've unearthed something here. You're going to be like Oprah's book club for us. That's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Here it is right here. Here's the cut in the post game. Somebody asked him about Kyle firing him up. Here's what he said.
It's like, don't talk about me anymore. Or talk more about me. Light the fire.
Light the fire, bro.
We just signed Baker Mayfield, Nick. You'll be rushing him on Wednesday.
Don't talk crap about me, or maybe do talk crap about me, but hey, bro, don't do that.
Oh, that's outstanding. He sounds like Spicoli to a point, like, hey, bro, just need some tasty waves.
Did I ever tell you guys a story of, so it was like the second week in training camp when Nick got drafted, and we're going through a two-minute, I think it was either a two-minute or like a move-the-ball period where we were just doing like ones versus ones, kind of a situational football. It's like if you drove down, scored a touchdown, and we would just stay on the field as long as we could for a normal drive. And it was one of my first times going against Nick in that kind of situation. And he's lining up, and he's across from me, ruining our plays, and I just hear him like mumbling to himself. Like, I don't know what he's saying. I can't really hear what he's saying, but I just hear like, and then he comes off the ball, and we go through our whole entire drills and all that stuff. And so after the game, or after that period was done, I went to him and I was like, dude, what the hell are you saying to yourself when you're down in your stance? He's like, oh, I just motivate myself, and I say my name over and over. So
he was
down in his stance. He was down in his stance, and he was going, Bosa, 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 Bosa.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That's so good
anybody
stuff.
That watches the games in a 3rd-and-8 situation, Nick is definitely down in his stance, just going, Bosa, 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 Bosa.
I bet the offensive linemen are like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a trip, man.
You're awesome. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, yeah.
See you, man.
Staley.
Oh, gosh.
Staley.
Staley. Staley. Staley, you're so fat. Oh.
Gold Soldiers is so good. Funny, I'm going to get on that. So, something to talk to Bosa about. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't come up with a song, so sorry.
That's all right.
Achy Breaky Heart. We want Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart. You know that one?
Oh, yeah. Don't kill my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I might blow up and kill a man.
Wow.
That's it, Danny Montana.
Know, but it was pretty
good
damn
job.
Close. Not bad on the spot. Well done, my friend.
My mind's telling me no.
You got a little twang in you.
That ain't bad. Oh, we just got you warmed up now. We just got you warmed up. That's beautiful. You're the best.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? No, okay. All right. See you guys.
Dude, keep going, man. It's good.
You're segueing there.
All right. See ya. See you next week. There you go.
Staley.
And just like that, he's gone. Joe Staley. If you missed any of that, I highly recommend.
Wow,
we'll post
good.
It shortly. KMBR.
So Bosa does pre-snap what I do after he sacks the quarterback and just goes, Bosa!
He's in his stance. The offensive lineman's got to be like, what is going on? Bosa.
They're already
Bosa,
scared of him. Bosa, like, oh, I know Bosa. You're Bosa. I know you are. QB killer.
They're like, oh, no. What is happening here? He's about ready to explode. All right, that was great stuff from Joe Staley. We will recap what Joe said, and bottom of the hour, you do not want to miss Bags today. He wrote a tremendous piece on Barry Bonds, not only not getting in, but not getting close, and then his cohort at The Athletic went so far as to say, Jason Stark, that Bonds is never getting in. We'll talk to Bags about it at 11:30, only here on the Sports Leader.
Light the fire.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. you can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.